Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Jolly.
Yes.
Oh, very good. Jolly, my name is Daniel. I'm calling you back from Loom Book Writing. You actually signed up with us for a writing and publishing service for one of your books. Would that be right?
Yes.
Fantastic. So, yes, we'll be glad to assist you for this book. I hope I'm not being intrusive at the moment.
No.
So, can you tell me more about your book? What type of a book do you have in mind, and what are your thoughts? What are your ideas about writing a book?
Mystery. Hello.
I'm sorry?
Someone. No,
Hello?
I'm sorry. I said mystery and thriller.
Is this your first book?
Yes, first name.
Okay. So, calm down and tell me the genre of the book, or more about a storyline. What do you want to write in a book? What is this book all about?
You know, I kind of like those movies, like Divergent and Maze Runner, or like Hunter Games. Those type of books I like to write.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so again, see the pricing or the quotations or the process, I'll be able to tell you once I understand what you're actually looking at. Looking for a children's book, looking at a fictional story, you're looking to create a horror story, or maybe you want to write a Harry Potter series. What is, you know, if you would elaborate your idea, I can give you, you know, the next option and the next steps that you can follow to complete the book. Make sense?
Okay.
You seem to be very young, like over the phone.
I'm 22.
Okay, so are you a working adult?
Yes. That's not young.
This is actually a paid service, right? Ghostwriters, eventually, if you're talking about 100 pages, starts with $5,000 to $6,000 and goes up to its requirements. So I just wanted to confirm if you are a person that will be taking the decision at your end.
Yes.
So, go ahead. Can you elaborate your bit idea about the book, please?
Probably like a horror thing.
I'm sorry?
That's a horror.
You said hold on?
Horror.
I did not understand you, ma'am.
I said horror. Like horror movies.
Okay, yeah. So this book is about your home.
Horror.
Polar. It's about polar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You mean polar, the disease, bipolar.
No, I said a horror movie. Like a horror?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry, not saying it correctly.
Okay. So how do you intend on writing a book on bipolar or maybe on a disease? Do you have someone going through that near you, or what makes you interested in writing such a book? Hello, Jolly. You there with me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I asked you something. Hey, kid.
Well, I said a horror movie. Like a horror? Scary?
Okay, a horror. Okay, I understand. So, have you got an idea in mind? What would you write in this book?
Alright, let's go. Do I explain the story?
I'm sorry?
Okay, do I explain the story?
I am having a really hard time understanding you, dear. You'll have to speak a bit louder. Your book is horror, and what does it all about? Go ahead. Hello?
Okay, I'm sorry. I said, do I explain the story to you?
I'm sorry?
Do I explain the story to you?
Yeah. I want to understand a bit about your story, a bit about your idea for this book. So just elaborate a few lines so I can understand what you're writing. Not the complete book.
Basically, it's about this girl, Les, where she's in the forest, and she has met a couple of people who are her age, say like 17-ish.
Okay.
And she has met these kids, and it seems like something had brought them there at the same time. And she had to find herself, and a lot of people have died there.
Okay.
And it's like, you know, that Earth where it's like they have lived like a million years, or the whole Earth is all grass and, you know, everything like that.
So it's a fictional horror story. Okay. Okay, this is what you're talking about. Okay. Now, Jolly, do you have any idea how long would you like to keep this book? Maybe 100 pages, 200 pages, 300 pages? Any idea?
Probably 200 pages.
I'm sorry?
200 pages. 200 pages.
200 pages? Okay, that's a fair page count you're looking at. Now, moreover, if you can tell me how soon do you want to write and complete this book? Any desired deadline to meet?
I've said May the 25th.
May the 25th? Okay, that sounds great. Mm-hmm. Something doable. And can you tell me, in reference to this book, what are your aims and goals? I mean, what do you want to do with this book? Do you want to publish it online so people can read it, or do you want to make copies of it so you can distribute to family and friends around you, or maybe you want to make it a bestseller, maybe make a movie out of it? Any thoughts?
Publish it.
Publish it? Okay. Do you have special platforms in mind where you want to publish it?
I don't know where I want to. I started on, if you know, Wattpad.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was like, yeah, that was my idea.
I can see. What was the chat as well today in terms of this book, a mystery horror book, 130 to 200 pages, right?
Mm-hmm.
You were chatting with someone over our chat series.
Yes, my name is Daniel.
You told me that you were telling us that you were looking at some tips and tricks from YouTube and you were learning from there too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what I understand over here, Jolly, or what we can do for you, is that we have two options, okay? One option is that I can offer you ghostwriting service. Ghostwriting service means that you would speak with someone over the phone from our company, a writer, a professional writer. You would elaborate your story to us. We would understand your idea. We would sync with your idea, and we would start writing the book for you, okay, with your approval, of course. And we would help you complete the book, all right, from top to bottom. That includes writing, it includes editing, it includes proofreading, formatting of the book. Plus, we would help you design a book cover as well. Like, if you have a book cover in mind, what type of a cover you need, we'll help you design that as well. And once that's done, we'll help you publish it. Make sense? This is something that we call ghostwriting service. Now, ghostwriting for 200 pages approximately would cost you $4,500. Okay? Again, this is from top to bottom. That includes everything until the book is published online. We are talking about a professional book would be in your hands. Okay, so we take the responsibility of that if you apply for our basic bundle. Now, the second option that you can also apply for is you can hire an editor instead of hiring a bundle. Hiring an editor means that a person would speak to you over the phone and would help you write and edit what you have written. That means if you want to take, the hard part at your end, and maybe you want to go ahead and perform writing the book, all right, or maybe you want to learn from him, so he would actually give you guidance. He would not do the writing part for you. You would do the writing part. He or she would give you guidance and will fix what you're writing and will hand it over to you. So that's called hiring an editor. That means only editing will be done of your specific work. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So if you go for that, that would cost you cheaper. All right. In fact, it would cost you, I guess, around $1,000 to $1,500, depending upon how many sessions you need. I'm calculating sessions about 3 sessions a week. That means 3 days, or for 3 hours, we will be with you over the phone in a week to understand, to fix what you're writing, and then, you know, having this taken care of.
Okay.
And that's about $1,000 to $1,500, around there. This would be the cost for 15 sessions that we can go and book. Now, 15 sessions depend on you. Whenever you want to schedule a session, you want to schedule a session today, then you want to schedule a session next week, maybe tomorrow, the after tomorrow, so we would work as per your requirements. You let us know the session timings, and we will jump over the phone with you, or maybe get ourselves available. You share what you're writing, we fix it, and we give it back to you right then and there. And then you continue on writing.
Mm-hmm.
So which option do you think would make more sense for you? I mean, do you want to hire an editor, or do you want to hire a ghostwriting service?
An editor.
The editor, okay. Now, I have a question for you here. Why do you want to go for an editor? Normally, professional authors prefer to go for an editor. New authors normally prefer ghostwriting because they don't know anything about the book. So why do you prefer editor? Is it because it's cheaper?
No, it's cheaper. I don't got the money for that. Sorry.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I said I don't got the money for that. And you said $4,000. Wow.
So it's about the money. Okay. Let's put the money apart. Aside, you know, let's say we are not talking about any money. Now you tell me, what do you feel comfortable with, ghostwriting or maybe editing?
Ghostwriting.
Ghostwriting. This is what I recommend too. Reason why is, see, if you are a published author, you know what to write, you know how to write, so you just need a third point of contact, a person who can just neutrally, from a neutral point of view, just read what you're writing, fix it for you. Tell you that is it making sense or not, and, you know, give his feedback on the work, right? You are writing the book the first time. Now, writing a book, writing an essay, writing a story, there is a complete lot of difference. Even articles, blogs, completely different, okay? Everything has a standard. Specifically for a book, it takes a lot of efforts, it takes a lot of time, and eventually you're quite young enough to learn that. So what I would recommend you is don't jump over editing. I recommend the same thing. Go for ghostwriting. Learn from the professionals how to write the book. By the time this book will be completed, hopefully we will try to complete it before May 25th, because that's the deadline you prefer. So we'll try to do it before that. Hopefully if it's done before that, by the time you come up with the second book, you'll be completely a professional yourself. You would know how to plot a book. You would know how to index a book. You would know how to divide the book into chapters. You would know how to wrap up a book in given timeline or pages. Do I make sense?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So if ghostwriting is the call, I guess you both agree to that. So we can move forward with it. In reference to the cost, I can give you good news over here. We are running a great promotion, which is approximately 50% straight flat discount on the total fee. So eventually any client that's stepping in and making his purchases today will get a 50% discount. Though, since you are, you know, trying to be an author the first time, and we at Moon Book Writing, we love to promote new authors. You know, we want you to step up and, you know, start writing books, because by the time you're 22, you start writing it and you become a professional, it would take 5-6 years. And, you know, by the time you reach that 28, 29 years old age, you'll be a professional author who can come up as a bestseller as well. You never know. So young authors are much more required in this industry. So to promote that, I can offer you a 60% discount instead of 50 to go ahead and get this going. This way, there'll be two benefits. You would get a benefit on pricing as well. Let's say if $4,500 is the total cost, 60% discount would bring it down to $1,800.
Okay.
How do you feel? Is that something comfortable in terms of pricing?
Yeah.
Instead of $4,000, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So normally when you say you're a adult, what do you do by the way for a living? I mean, are you working?
Can you repeat the question?
I'm sorry?
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah. I was asking you that when you say you're a working adult, all right, so what do you do for a living? I mean, you're 22. What do you do? You're working at an office.
You know,
Yeah.
It's been hard, and I've been trying to find a job, but every time I just fail. So, yeah. So what I'm doing is like I'm trying to write books and doing all these things that I really want to do because I was really shy for even like doing it. Yeah.
So eventually, let's say if $1,800 is the cost for that, so how do you prefer? How do you plan coming up with it? Any guesses?
I was working on something, but I don't know how much that went really. When I did this, I just wanted the idea.
Mhm.
Yeah, and like and help me do this, but the money is wow.
Okay. No problem. That makes sense. So do you think your parents or your guardians would be interested in investing on your behalf?
Yes.
Okay. Is it worth it, you know, asking them to see that if they want to invest in this?
I'll have to see. I'll ask them.
No
if
problem.
If it doesn't work, then I'll ask someone else.
Okay. Well, I can give you a great idea, right? When normally I face a situation where, you know, I have no clues where I need to come up with certain funds, I normally try to use a credit card. Okay, reason why is that because banks give us 45 days to pay it off, and in 45 days I know I can come up with 4,500 ways how to come up with this money. You know, so it buys time, all right? So eventually if that's the scenario or, you know, you want to put yourself in a safe zone or if you're getting someone who can arrange the finances for you so you can, you know, pay it off from a card and, you know, get this going because reduced price to standard cost always comes with a deadline. You know, you never know when it's gone. And at this situation of yours, I guess you need the discounts very badly. I don't think you will be ready for a regular payment at maybe, you know, for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I'm making sense.
Yeah, you are making sense.
Am I? Okay. So, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to hold the discounts for you, wait for you to return back to me, or how do you want to get this going?
I'll probably hold it since I don't have the money right now.
Okay, and that would be so. No problem. How soon do you think you'll be able to go and arrange the funds and we'll be able to get this going?
I did say like May 25th, but it may be longer. And that's just, I am...
Basically, now your deadline becomes your start line. I mean,
yes, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I'll give you a tip. I'm a published author myself. I've been writing books for the last 13 years. So, just a quick tip. When you say you actually want to write a book, all right, set yourself a deadline first. The reason why is because with a deadline, it would sound more like a goal. Without a deadline, it would more sound like a dream, you know, a desire
mm-hmm.
to actually want to fulfill. So desires are just something which are in your thoughts, you know, when you want to move towards a goal, so you need to set yourself a deadline and you need to make sure that you fulfill that deadline. For example, I set it up a deadline for my first book that I need to complete that within a month. And I need to do that by hook or by crook. I took, you know, steps forward. I spoke to people around me. I spoke to professionals around me, I spoke to illustrators to go and do the job and everything. You know, eventually it took me 10 days more, but I did what I was looking for and I was thinking for my first book in the last 5 years, you know, before starting it. So I would recommend you set yourself a deadline first and then, you know, you'll be able to see your goal is coming much more closer to you.
Okay.
Am I making sense, Ollie?
Yes, you are making sense.
Okay. So, no problem. Let's go and put you in loop. And you do have my number. I'll try to go and shoot you up a text from my cell phone as well. And whenever you're ready, you want to give it a start, let me know. For now, I'll let go of the discounts because I cannot put it on hold for a month. I can hold it for the week, but not so for the month. It will be quite hard, you know.
Okay.
I believe you understand that, you know, Christmas discounts can be offered on Christmas, not on Valentine's. So that's how it is.
Okay.
All right, Charlie. So take care of yourself, and if anything is required, do keep in touch, and I hope to see you in the future vendors.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Take care of yourself. Bye for now.
Mm-hmm.